Dare to claim the truth about you. Dare to claim the truth about you. We have all had the opportunity to claim false things about ourselves. We have all had the opportunity to claim an existence in a world that's not pure and not true and not wonderful, not wonderful, not wonderful. But why do we do it? Why do we do that? Why do we claim those things that are not true about ourselves? Why do we claim those things about ourselves that are not uplifting and not fantastic? Why do we claim them? Well, because we have learned to live in a world of appearances. And when we live in this world of appearances, that's what we think. That's what we think. How often have you closed your eyes and claimed to yourself, I like me? How often have you closed your eyes and said, I am whole and perfect? How often have you closed your eyes and said, this is a good world I live in? We can learn to claim the truth about ourselves. We can dare to claim the truth about ourselves, but we can only do that when we are strong-hearted, when we know who we are, when we know what our reality is, when we know where we're going in life, what we want in life. Now, we've been watching people who are international home builders and remodelers and claimers. And what do they do every time they go into a home? They go in and of course, that's the name of the show. They go in to remodel. But they go in to change things around. They don't go in to look at the beauty of what is there. They go in to change things. And one woman, she went into a home that was already modernized a little bit in a foreign country. And when she went into that foreign country and she saw all these old and glorious looking homes, she saw these castles, she saw these homes that were built hundreds of years ago, and she said, oh, I love the ambience, I love the attitude of that, I love that. And then she went inside and someone else had remodeled, but they hadn't kept the antiquity of the house. And so this woman says, well, we'll change it. We'll change it. And the man said, yes, we'll change this and we'll change that. And they made it modern in their sense. They felt in a way they were keeping the antiquity of the home, but they weren't. They were bringing in their own modern idea. We live in term and the age and the life that we live right now. We live with what our attitude is about who we are and what we are. When you look at a castle and you say, I'd love to live in a castle. I'd love to live in something like that. And then you go into the castle and you find that it's very cold. It doesn't have central heating. It doesn't have the idea about it that would be warmth. Because you don't have those tremendous rugs and draperies hanging on the wall that lend a certain warmth to the castle. You don't have the attitude that they had in those days that they wanted to protect themselves from something in the outer. You don't have the attitude that the people who lived in those days had, where they had to build strong walls because they didn't have a lot of strength to build into the walls with the concretes and things that we use today. We're living in the now. We're living in this moment. And can you claim the truth about yourself, living in this moment, and say, I live in my strong, healthy, vital, dynamic, wonderful body. All about me, everything is beautiful and everything is good. Everything is glorious. Can you say that? Can you say that? Or do you want to look back at what someone else has done in someone else's imagination and someone else's glory of antiquity? We can live in the now because that's the only time we have. We can live in the now, and we can delight in the now, and we can love the now, and we can think the now is just the most wonderful, magnificent thing that we could ever imagine life to be. And as we do that, our life is glorious indeed. As we do that, our things are marvelous indeed. And when these people who went to remodel brought things up to their snuff, up to their desire, up to what they dared to bring forth, they were happy with it. Oh, yes, this is nice. This is just the way we wanted it. And it shows a before and after picture. And when you look at the before, it left a lot to be desired. When you look at it afterwards, it saw the warmth. It saw what they dared to believe about themselves, what they dared to claim as the truth about their desire for their living quarters. Well, now we could do that same thing in our life. We can do that same thing. We can not remodel our bodies, but we can claim the truth about our bodies. What is it that we want our bodies to outpicture? What is it that we want our lives to outpicture? What is it we want our world to outpicture? Do we want it to outpicture health, harmony, happiness, peace, joy? Do we want it to outpicture a place where people come and say, oh, I like being in this harmony of this home. I like this person. This person lives in a good body. They live in a good mind. They think good thoughts. They have good attitudes about themselves. They are wonderful people. I like this place. And can you say that? Can you say that about yourself? Can you say that about who you are and who you believe you are and who you think you are? Can you say that? Yes, you can. Now, do you want to say that? Do you want to believe that about yourself? Do you want to know that about yourself? Do you want to express that about yourself? Well, start doing it right now. Start claiming it right now. Because just as in the case of remodeling, it takes those people a little while to bring forth what they have in their heart and their mind. So you and I, sometimes it takes a little while to bring forth, to claim the truth about ourselves, to claim the reality. And it doesn't have to do that, because the moment we imagine it being done right now, the moment we imagine that we are whole and perfect right now, that we live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body right now, that we live in all that we are right now, the moment we imagine that, the moment we live that, the moment we dream that, the moment we think that, that moment is the moment when we enjoy it. Can you close your eye? Can you close your eyes and see exactly what you want to see right now? Can you open your eyes and see it right now? Can you visualize it? Can you imagine it? Can you bring it forth? Einstein said, imagination is the greatest tool that the world ever had to bring forth the dreams that they have, to bring forth knowledge, to bring forth wisdom, to bring forth what is, to bring forth what is right now. And you and I can bring that forth right now by claiming it and naming it and enjoying it and being it right now, because that's all that matters. Nothing else matters than to be ourself, to claim it, to name it, to claim and name the truth about ourselves. Do you dare to do that? Do you dare to do that and say, this is my choice? Then that's your choice. So this day sets forth upon yourself to claim who you are, to claim what it is that you want for yourself, to remodel your house, to remodel yourself, to bring forth not what the illusion is currently, but what your reality is, what your dream is, and who you believe that you are right now. And let that be your reality. Let that be your picture. Let that be who you are. Let that be your now. And enjoy it forevermore. And while you're doing it, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.